Topic 4. Read on. Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother. You are going to read an extract from Amy Chua's controversial book, Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother. Try to work out the meaning of the highlighted expressions while you read it.
Lulu was about 7, still playing 2 instruments and working on a piano piece called The Little White Donkey by the French composer Jacques Ibert. The piece is really cute. You can just imagine a little donkey ambling along a country road with its master. But it's also incredibly difficult for young players because the two hands have to keep completely different rhythms. Lulu couldn't do it. We worked on it nonstop for a week, drilling each of her hands separately, over and over. But whenever we tried putting the hands together, one always morphed into the other, and everything fell apart. Finally, the day before her lesson, Lulu announced in exasperation that she was giving up and stomped off. "Get back to the piano now," I ordered. "You can't make me." "Oh, yes, I can." Back at the piano, Lulu made me pay. She punched, thrashed, and kicked. She grabbed the music score and tore it to shreds. I taped the score back together and encased it in a plastic shield so that it could never be destroyed again. Then I hauled Lulu's dollhouse to the car and told her I'd donate it to the Salvation Army piece by piece if she didn't have the little white donkey perfect by the next day. When Lulu said, "I thought you were going to the Salvation Army. Why are you still here?" I threatened her with no lunch, no dinner, no Christmas or Hanukkah presents, no birthday parties for 2, 3, 4 years. When she still kept playing it wrong, I told her she was purposely working herself into a frenzy because she was secretly afraid she couldn't do it. I told her to stop being lazy, cowardly, self-indulgent, and pathetic. My husband Jed took me aside. He told me to stop insulting Lulu, which I wasn't even doing. I was just motivating her, and that he didn't think threatening Lulu was helpful. Also, he said, maybe Lulu really just couldn't do the technique. Perhaps she didn't have the coordination yet. Had I considered that possibility? "You just don't believe in her," I accused. "That's ridiculous," Jed said scornfully. "Of course I do. Sophia could play the piece when she was this age." "But Lulu and Sophia are different people," Jed pointed out. "Oh no, not this," I said, rolling my eyes. "Everyone is special in their special own way," I mimicked sarcastically. "Even losers are special in their own special way. Well, don't worry. You don't have to lift a finger. I'm willing to put in as long as it takes, and I'm happy to be the one hated. And you can be the one they adore because you make them pancakes and take them to Yankees games." I rolled up my sleeves and went back to Lulu. I used every weapon and tactic I could think of. We worked right through dinner into the night, and I wouldn't let Lulu get up. Not for water, not even to go to the bathroom. The house became a war zone, and I lost my voice yelling, but still there seemed to be only negative progress, and even I began to have doubts. Then, out of the blue, Lulu did it. Her hands suddenly came together, her right and left hands each doing their own imperturbable thing, just like that. Lulu realized at the same time I did. I held my breath. She tried it tentatively again. Then she played it more confidently and faster, and still the rhythm held. A moment later, she was beaming. "Mommy, look, it's easy!" After that, she wanted to play the piece over and over and wouldn't leave the piano. That night, she came to sleep in my bed, and we snuggled and hugged, cracking each other up. When she performed The Little White Donkey at a recital a few weeks later, parents came up to me and said, "What a perfect piece for Lulu! It's so bold and so her!" Even Jed gave me credit for that one. Western parents worry a lot about their children's self-esteem. But as a parent, one of the worst things you can do for your child's self-esteem is to let them give up. On the flip side, there's nothing better for building confidence than learning you can do something you thought you couldn't.